Yeah, you know, actually, that's not the first story I've heard of truckers having long downtime, which always surprises me because you always see them driving everywhere and going and doing. You think that they'd want no latency or elasticity, and you want them moving and moving product, but actually, you know, the logistics and materials handling and just in general across the board and in the industries has become very, very fluid. A lot of what I would say miscellaneous downtime or plant shutdowns due to part shortages, you know, so on and so forth, really spurred out of the uncertainty and tumultuousness of the COVID era. Has kind of continued to ripple on. We're still feeling the effects of that, where we have slowdowns and part shortages and plants go up and down all the time. It's kind of become routine, unfortunately. Over.
And I do confess, because I'm retired, through the COVID time, I told my wife, I said, look, I'm not unemployed due to this virus. I'm still getting my retirement check like clockwork. I saw it as my responsibility as a retiree to kind of keep the economy rolling. My money wasn't dependent upon my job, you know, going to work. So it's my responsibility to throw money into the system to keep it afloat, while other folks maybe didn't have as much to spend on this, that, or the other thing. Back to you.